welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And in the last segment of hour number one, I did a brief review of the medical records of Hillary Clinton. Now, you have to see the genesis of who Hillary Clinton is. Her family were high-level Masons of the dark kind, witches and warlocks, if you want to use a more common parlance. And they put this woman through horrifying things to literally, in a sense, hand her over to the dark side. Medically, she is now seriously deteriorating. She's now in her late 60s, almost 70. And she's in a situation now where she has rapidly advancing seizures and dementia. She has double vision, probably diabetes or prediabetes, endothelial wall damage, and lots of other issues that are going on that are very serious. Now, what I think we should be doing is we should be contacting news media to further verify this story, if it's correct, which I think there's a lot of evidence that it is correct, just from my brief observations of what's going on with Hillary Clinton. And if the medical records are correct, we need to file, and the Democratic National Committee needs to file and actually put an alternative candidate in place. Now, at this late stage in the game, they might choose Bernie Sanders, which is unlikely because the far-left part of the party is only a fraction of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is basically in tatters because of Debbie Wasserman Schultz trying to push for Hillary Clinton and the globalists and the totally corrupted portions of the party, which, by the way, are tied to the corrupt portions of the Republican Party. So this situation is further catastrophic, which is not surprising that these so-called 50 security experts wrote a report saying that Donald Trump is unfit for presidency because they can't tolerate the fact he's going to start cleaning house there. Now, I think that we talked about this in the last hour. Ivanka Trump, who is as intelligent as Donald, but she is much more socially with it, she's going to put a choke chain on her father and his tongue. If he stays on message, because he's a good man, and he actually starts cleaning up the mess in Washington, D.C., which they're terrified, that's why they did an attempt on assassinating him the other day, and I don't believe their spin story can hold that it was a security off-duty policeman on the building across the street from the Trump Towers. This was a individual whose name was actually in a list of names of people who were died in the line of duty, 60 years of age, former FBI agent with a Glock that had not only numbers not filed off, but weren't present on the Glock at all. This has all the fingerprints of an inside top-level FBI, we call black, false flag attack to try to assassinate Donald Trump. He has serious levels of personal security, level 3 body armor, his own private security force, and lots of weapons and tactics to keep him alive. And I think after some more of these events, as it happens toward Election Day, you're going to see his security force increase even more. And when I talked to Roger Stone, he wouldn't discuss the details, but he knows that he's in very significant risk. As they say, where there's smoke, there's fire. The same way with Hillary Clinton. When we get the debates going and she actually has to answer questions rather than read from a teleprompter, you're going to see her deteriorate. Now, subcortical vascular dementia, called Binswanger's disease, is a widespread microscopic area of damage to the brain, resulting in thickening and narrowing atherosclerosis of arteries that supply blood to the subcortical areas of the brain. I'm going to use her medical situation as a template for how I would help her. Okay, the first thing I would do, I wouldn't just do an MRI scan. I do a T1-weighted MRI to look for demyelination. I look for these changes in these areas, but I'd also do a SPECT blood flow scan, and I do a positron emission scan within 48 hours to look for areas of metabolic inactivity or overactivity, because she may well have also not only dementing illness, but possibly brain cancer or other abnormalities going on with her ventricles. Ventricular enlargement, blockage, etc., because you can have these things as well. The second thing I would do is I'd measure, put her through advanced neuropsychological testing, not just a mini mental status, and I would do a quantitative electroencephalogram, a QEEG. QEEG, I've trained at Lexicor in Boulder, the top equipment in the world, and Lexicor can measure the voltages across the various parts of the cortex. Also see if the same phase and frequency is present in the cortex for learning. To create a neural network, you have to have the two or three areas of the cortex in the same phase and frequency, and that can be established with a correlation index. The next thing that you want to establish is endothelial wall function, and that is the EndoPAT or endothelix tests that measure the response, and you want to look at the production of nitric oxide in the blood vessel walls. The non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, which I'm going to be writing some papers to actually put this forward to cardiologists, because by and large, most of them are not scientists and really don't understand this. But there are PhD cardiologists that have published this in their own journals, and I've referenced those. that have proven that the heart only pumps about 25 to 30% of your blood, and then the 75 to 70% of the blood plus is your blood vessels pumping it away from the heart to the periphery, and that 100% of the blood returned to the heart is just venules and veins and the vascular bed pumping the blood back by a peristaltic wave of contraction. Now, if your endothelium is not good, you're going to show calcification. So the best test for Hillary Clinton would be a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score not only of her coronary arteries and peripheral arteries to her kidneys, but also the circle of Willis. You'll see areas of calcification and plaque. You can also do this thing called an MRA, magnetic resonance angiogram, and it'll show where there's angiographic areas of blockage. I have nutraceuticals that can reverse the blockage, reverse the endothelial wall dysfunction, reverse the calcium score, and then we can also start preparing her to remove any heavy metals. If she has gutta-percha, mercury amalgams, or other heavy metals that are in her system, perhaps even from a well like arsenic, these can cause oxidative damage, oxidize cholesterol to form 9-NRNL hydroxycholesterol that causes antibodies, and oxidize trans fats. What they do is the macrophages, big eater cells, eat these biomolecules, and they form calcified plaque, which later attracts through soluble ICAM 1 and 2, the presence of platelets and fibrin. And you can measure fibrin degradation products. You can also do a rheologic blood flow viscosity test called RHEOLOGICS test. They'll look at the blood viscosity, and we have nutraceuticals, not drugs. I don't recommend Xarelto, Eliquis, or Coumadin, or any of these other drugs like low molecular weight heparins. Use natokinase initially to lower blood viscosity, and the next step is what's called lumbrokinase. And we have a really good source of lumbrokinase that's standardized in every batch. The next thing you want to do is you want to reduce what's called peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical and restore the vessel wall health. And the first thing to do there is to use CardioVasc. The second step is to use Omega Supreme Krill to produce tetrahydrobiopterin that produces nitric oxide. You need Supernox, BioLVR, and the Minerals Present and Minerals Plus and Vitamineral Max. And to restore the endothelial wall health, which again restores normal peristaltic function, elagic acid, which is 300 times the concentration of elagic acid from the pomegranate in the Terminella cibulia plant, at least a capsule three times a day, Vanaway, which is diosmin from the Spanish orange that actually will restore vascular health to the loop of Henle in the kidney. One of the best tests to measure if we're making progress is to look at higher levels of angiotensin-converting enzyme in the blood and to look at the level of microalbumin in the urine. And if we can reduce microalbumin, it means vascular effects because it's almost certain Hillary is most likely either diabetic or we call pre-diabetic, which is a hyperinsulinemic person with vascular disease of endothelium and dyslipidemia. So if you did an ultrasound of her liver, you'd probably find she has fatty liver and abnormal lipids. The most important lipid fractions that cause plaque, and this is a lipid electrophoresis, not an NMR spectroscopy done by your doctor, is small particle HDL cholesterol, VLDL cholesterol, the specific subclass 1. You can measure also inflammatory markers of hyperviscosity blood, anti-Leiden antibody, anti-Leiden antibody, you want to measure levels of soluble ICAM 1 and 2, the fibrin degradation products, and C-reactive protein, and even more sensitive is a thing called PI-1, plasminogen activator inhibitor 1. I can reverse each of these with specific nutraceuticals. There are very few drugs that are helpful in this kind of situation. You can use mild diuretics, but you can seriously screw up someone's electrolytes. If you use a beta blocker in someone like this that already has pre-dementia, you'll make them more demented. So you don't want to give her Bistolic or Atenolol or anything like that. And you don't want to give her a central-acting drug like clonidine. It'll further aggravate her problems. To be neuroprotective of her brain, she should be on Brain Mag, which is magnesium L-threonate and magnesium glycinate malate. She should be on vinpocetine, brain power, and she should be on Cognition Plus to support normal brain activity. The elagic acid, the Vanaway, the CardioVasc, and the Supernox and BioLVR will restore normal endothelial wall function and nitric oxide. And you can measure in her saliva on the back of the tongue with a special test strip called a Berkeley test strip for nitric oxide production. Now, the endopatin endothelix test done repeatedly by a cardiologist would tell if you're restoring normal nitric oxide production. Because it's a peristaltic wave in the arterioles and arteries, and the production of nitric oxide in the vascular bed determines the perfusion of tissues. You can measure oxidative markers to see if you reduce them. Not only markers such as hemoglobin A1C and fructosamine, but you can also measure oxidized T-bars, total body fatty acids. You can also measure oxidized 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine. And if you reverse these with things like Nutritrala, cell detox glutathione, and cell defense, they're particularly important in anti-HMAX, which is very important for reversing oxidized cholesterol and oxidized fatty acids and maintaining telomere length. With this vascular disease, it's almost certain that your telomeres have been shortened. The telomere function in the cell and in the nucleolus is to act as a biophoton transmitter or antenna to the ion channels that regulate the entry of the selective entry of specific minerals in their monoatomic form into the cell to turn on and off genes and the biotransfer of biological molecules to the endoplasmic reticulum and the other parts of the cell. So my level one script for Hillary Clinton would be, number one, she should be on a set of nutraceuticals to restore circulatory function to her macro and microcirculation, such as Cardiovasc, Supernox, Omega-Supercoil, Magnesium Glycinate, Ellagic Acid, Vainaway, Omega Cod Liver Liquid, Omega Supreme, and the other nutraceuticals to restore her peristaltic function of her blood vessel walls, including CoQ10. Our CoQ10 is the only one that doesn't crystallize. CoQ10 ubiquinol, that's particularly important for brain functional metabolism of astrocytes, so you get an action potential and a neural network activity indicating thought. And then our vascular care, propionyl L-carnitine, which is the best form of carnitine, better than the other forms available, both for the brain and the peripheral tissues. And then we want mitochondrial support with mitocarnitine, so with mitochondrial catalysts, that is, uridine, and for thought and vision, et cetera, you want to support cholinergic pathways with CDP choline or cytidine choline, fat-soluble uridine, fat-soluble ultrathiamine B1, which is our very important for the transketolase enzyme to stop the inflammatory changes of peripheral and central neuropathy, and uridine or uridine monophosphate. Now, what we are able to do is we're able to monitor these in the urine with specific metabolites, monitor the quantitative electroencephalogram. There are deep brain studies that can actually look at the deep brain nuclei in terms of seizure activity because a cortical EEG does not pick up all of the deep brain activity. It's almost certain that she's having both seizures activity in the motor areas of the deep brain as well as the limbic system. And the vascular changes, the microcirculation, are causing hypoxic brain changes, which will increase the production of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. We can reverse that with gamma E plus. We just increased the power of our formula. It's the most powerful formula in the world, with tocotrienols, and it reduces peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. And we also have nutraceuticals that can restore normal DNA. That's the ellagic acid, maligna block, and full vitamin K2 power C, because it's almost certain she's extremely acid. If she had a QRMA test done, or a urine test for pH or total body pH test, we would find out that's significant. She's almost certainly hypothyroid, most likely type 2, which means she would show elevated levels of reverse thyroid hormone. Core body temperature is almost certainly low. There are probably changes occurring in her retina besides the brain injury causing a difficulty in vertical or horizontal fusion of her visual images. So you can see there's a lot of things I could do to help Hillary Clinton. Now, if you have Hillary Clinton's, or your relative has a Hillary Clinton's type combination of dementing illness, visual problems, diabetes, all the other kind of collective of things, I can help. And I use the collection of the best medical therapies, the best functional medical therapies, the best surgical therapies if necessary. The next level up for her, for brain regeneration and heart, et cetera, would be to be in mild hyperbaric oxygen with a ketogenic diet using ozone. A line runs into the compressor. The next step up is peptides that we can obtain from the European Academy of Sciences, of doctors that belong to our academy. And these have been developed by Dr. Kavinson at the Russian Academy of Sciences for their research, and have discovered that these peptides alter organ regeneration and square the life curve. So they increase your lifespan back up to 120 years plus. And we can regenerate eyes, kidneys, heart, and their specific peptide sets of three for each organ system. So, for example, if I'm going to be regenerating the eyes, I would be looking at the specific peptides for the eyes for Hershey. There's a brain peptide that we would use. We would also use circulatory peptides, and we'd use peptides that would handle some of our other functional changes. So there's sets of three. There's one little peptide capsule twice a day. We can also do what's called metatherapy, which is the metapathia machine with Hunter function. It'll only scan the brain for the abnormal biophotonic circuits to maintain illness or disease. We can do metatherapy to change those circuits, and then we can also split that frequency. I'm the first in history to be able to do it, and actually generate what's called a morphogenetic or epigenetic field therapy effect. And I'm working with the head of the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, Dr. Ron Klatz, to put these technologies all together so we could download the frequencies to a device, and then while you're in the hyperbaric chamber, we would give you pulse light therapy, the proper therapeutic frequencies, pulse right frequencies, and it could also be translated to microcurrent or sound therapy as well. Then the final step is a stem cell transplant. The ones that I find most useful are your stem cells, where you take your own stem cell, they'll multiply them for 2 to 4 weeks, or even better still, we have Stematica in San Diego. Their two clinics are in Astana, Kazakhstan, and in Tijuana, Mexico, at the Santa Clarita Clinic. Stem cell transplant is pretty simple. It has exosomes and microRNAs. It has specific peptides and hormones, but it has the stem cells that are mature stem cells with the proper signals. Now, I'm working on a signal-modulating formula of mountain red velvet that will take it to the terminal small ileum to create it in my cell. I'm working on a surgical version so that it can be given intravenous to a burn unit or a trauma or a mass unit, and also to be applied as granules or sheets by a surgeon to try to regenerate organs or help heal tissues if there's a heart transplant or vascular surgery or whatever, to try to regenerate tissues at a higher rate. So, Hillary, all is not lost, but if you want my help, number one, you have to stop running for president. Number two, you have to repent and turn to the Most High God, and we'll pray for you. And number three, we want to make sure that your replacement, that you come clean and tell people the truth of what you've done during your career. We'll help you. And it's real simple. You know, as I say, in the Bible says we need to pray for our enemies. It heaps hot coals on their head. I think if we pray for Hillary Clinton, not only will we help her, but we'll help many other Americans, because our healthcare system is a pre-embalming system. It's marginally better in other countries like Canada and Europe and elsewhere. But my idea is the Kohenic system, which is my ancestors, as I'm a direct blood descendant of Moses. Number one, we need to get rid of malpractice. It should be mediation only. Number two, we need to get rid of licensure by states. We need to have licensure by a non-government agency that's national. And we can even have internationalization of that. Number three, we need to get rid of fee-for-service. The Cohens were paid the tithe. It wasn't paid to the church. It was paid to make sure the Cohens would take care of you no matter what. There are no pre-existing conditions or death panels. Number four, we need to have a level playing field so if doctors create innovative new care involving epigenetic or other treatments that are a fraction of the cost or can be treated at home, we want to encourage those rather than discouraging them, because the big pharma companies and the big medical schools that are funded by them suppress doctors like me that are very innovative and develop new technologies and treatment for healing. So if we follow this plan, it'll cost a fraction of the cost to maintain the health of all our citizens. No one will have pre-existing conditions or be what we call postnatal abortion, which is what death panels are. And everybody will realize that the tithe was not for the church. The tithe is for a class of people that are a priest class of healthcare providers that will take care of you no matter whether you're sick or unwell and maintain your health for a very long and prosperous life so we can increase wisdom in our culture. So let us pray for not only Hillary. Hillary care is to take care of Hillary first with a lot of prayer. She will be taken out medically one way or the other. Either if she isn't taken out before the election, after the election, her medical deterioration will make it unnecessary for us to be concerned for her continued ability to do things, because with her rate of deterioration, she's not going to be fit to be president, even if she steals the election with her cohorts. They're satanically energized to all shackle us all with a horrifying set of plans. Back in a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Just going through Drudge, a lot of time, drudgereport.com. Often get interesting news items are showing up. Wow, breaking news. Julian Assange suggests Seth Rich, who was murdered in D.C. just this last week, was a WikiLeaks DNC source. Wow. So July 8th, 2016, 27-year-old Democratic staffer Seth Conrad Rich was murdered in Washington, D.C. The killer or killers took nothing from his victim, leaving behind his wallet, watch, and phone. Not typical of an assault. Shortly after the killing, redditors and social media users were pursuing a lead saying that Rich was en route to the FBI the morning of his murder, apparently intending to speak to special agents about an ongoing court case possibly involving the Clinton family. And, of course, the situation here, we can see lots of information here. I'll be posting the links directly over to thegatewaypundit.com. Julian Assange seems to suggest a Dutch television program, Nieuwsuur, that, I don't probably mash that word, Nieuwsuur, that Seth Rich was the source of the WikiLeaks exposed DNC emails and was murdered. Wow. I mean, that's pretty inflammatory. I'm sure he's not going to say that off the cuff unless he has some really good information that, in fact, ties directly the DNC source of those WikiLeaks to this gentleman who was murdered. So, wow. It shows you that the DNC, the people behind the bankers, and the Clinton family will do anything, including multiple strings of mass murders over the last 25 years, or the powers that be behind them, even without their knowledge. So that's another very nasty thing in the news that has come out. Hillary propped up to keep from falling over while making a speech. Again, this is another one where she almost fell over. We're starting to see the deterioration when she gets into next month, when she gets into debates with, you know, the human buzzsaw, media expert Donald Trump, who can think fast on his feet, doesn't drink alcohol, has no medical problems to speak of, and is in phenomenal health for his age. You're going to start seeing some serious breakdown. And there's no way with a live show they're going to be able to edit it out or try to make it look good, especially when she can't answer questions, when she confabulates or literally lies about her lying. Sometimes I think she's actually lying about lying. Other times I honestly think she's got organic brain damage and she is actually incapable of telling the truth because she doesn't remember. That's in many ways more serious. Can you imagine someone that close to the nuclear football making bad judgments of dealing with nations like Russia? Because we already know that she's paranoid. She's paranoid about Russia, which is irrational because it's part of the shtick of the bankers to continue to building up a wall of conflict with Russia and the Eastern Bloc nations, especially China, etc., and to not have proper relations with our other countries where our allies don't respect us and our enemies don't fear us. And also stopping industrial espionage by countries like China, where Trump wants increased trade, but he wants fair trade where these countries are going to have to play ball and stop manipulating the currency and doing other things. So that's what's pretty amazing. You know, what I'm seeing happening here is pretty remarkable. And I'm amazed that the DNC, the new DNC leader, has not decided to say, look, we better pull Hillary right now before the debates. Because if they put her into a debate setting and she starts having further medical breakdowns or seizures on camera, it's going to look very embarrassing. The Department of Justice blocked the Clinton Foundation probe that just came up as well. And that's pretty serious that the Department of Justice is acting in a way that they, Congress and Senate should actually start doing an impeachment of the current head of the Department of Justice. Loretta Lynch is also doing what we call a jihad of law. The jihad of law means she's doing things that are not acceptable. And they're going to cause serious trouble to the political system because she didn't do her job, which is to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her crimes with her email servers, 30,000 emails missing. Now we have a body count. We have Assange directly fingering the DNC as a source of information. This gentleman that died after bringing DNC documents to WikiLeaks. Wow. Back in a moment. We'll be doing more health and wellness issues. And coming up in hour number three, Jonathan Gray.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
To talk to Dan, and we actually had a caller who said they were a little upset that I would give a protocol for Hillary survival. Let's put it this way. We are to pray for our enemies, and in fact, that's the only way, godly way, God will actually permit us to defeat our enemies is to pray for them. Even if we go into battle and have to fight and kill them in a battle or a geopolitical situation, so we have to pray for them that there's some degree of repentance and coming back, because this woman is dying, okay? She's going to end up very shortly probably in a nursing facility on her way out. And she's certainly not fit for presidency. Many people that are listening to me have to realize I'm a senior teacher in the Academy of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement and Medicine. I consult with doctors of all specialties worldwide every day. And I can take any problem in any sphere, and if I don't have a full answer, I can give you a framework for an answer of any health, geopolitical, problem, health, any issue in any area, I will give you a framework for an answer on any issue instantly. Those special skill sets God's given me are to bless people, including our enemies. And if we can literally bless Hillary Clinton, if she would contact me, I guarantee you I would have to consult her doctors, and most doctors are resistant. In fact, I remember 12 years ago I met one of my doctor colleagues who just happened to bump into me again at another conference, probably for the Academy of Environmental Medicine. He said, "Deagle, I used to think that you were nuts. And I used to think that you were crazy for some of the things you said, but now I realize you're not. And I don't want to lose my license or get in trouble with my colleagues, so please don't teach me anything else because I can't deal with the guilt or the loss of my income." Now, I can tell you right now, you have to understand, Dr. Deagle went into medicine after finishing my PhD by sleeping on the lab floor at 21, and I had an offer to go to, from grade 11, having taught myself quantum mechanics, to go into MIT and plasma nuclear physics. So I have unusual skill sets. Now, the only reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is, number one, I'm a believer, because believe me, if I went to the dark side and I had opportunities, I would have been one of the nastiest, most evil people that ever lived and walked on the face of the earth. But because I'm saved, I'm going to do God's will with the skills I have, which are pretty remarkable. Now, doesn't mean I'm arrogant, because believe me, I've been smacked down for doing stupid things and done evil in the face of the Most High God, and he's literally brought me back with grace. And we need to give grace to even the most evildoers. This woman, for example, was cursed by her family for generations, hundreds of years probably, or at least or more, by her family, because the greatest thing you can do in the dark side of witches, warlocks, if you want to call it, handing over to evil, is to literally put your children through sex magic rituals and human sacrifice and drink blood and do other demonic things and recite demonic prayers, etc., so that they can be indwelt by transdimensional entities. And if you think this is foolishness and it doesn't exist, you yourself are a fool. The world is a much greater place of greater beauty and greater horror and nastiness than you can imagine. And as a trauma burn doctor, I've seen human beings do other things to human beings that a wild animal with a brain-deteriorating, a cortical-eating disease wouldn't do, such as rabies. I've seen other things that are so gloriously wonderful that human beings have done for each other that's heavenly. So we live in a vast world, and we have to understand the Bible principles are correct. All wisdom and all good comes from God, and if you follow godly principles... So when I hear people say that they don't want me to give the keys for Hillary, do you really think that Hillary's doctors are going to follow my recommendations? Do you think they have my level of knowledge and understanding without my consulting? And do you think that part of my ministry to Hillary Clinton would not be to, number one, to pray for her soul so she doesn't get separated from the body of mankind? Because we are both an I and a we at the same time. Though Jesus said, you're due to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it unto me. We have to understand Hillary, as evil as she is our sister. And we need to pray for our sister. We're brothers that do evil. Even people like Mr. Erdogan, who is siding for ISIS, even people like Mr. Soros and, Mr. Rothschild, who had 6 heart transplants, that man is going to face his maker. You know, as they say, heaven starts today when you do God's will. You don't go to heaven. You have a heavenly relationship if you do God's will today. Shema is the word in Hebrew. And you go to hell. You don't go to hell. Hell becomes evident because you're not connected to the Most Holy One, so you start to become annihilated. And it takes forever. That's called hell. It's a silent, lonely annihilation of the very seed soul of your being. So you have to understand, if we pray for our enemies, God will take them out. And he's going to take her out. In fact, God gave me a confirmation over a month ago before we started our prayer broadcasting, which we're doing with my friend Jim Quercy. And you have to understand that we have found a way of amplifying prayers billions of times. But we have to be in the intention field of God when we do these prayers, because if it's not in God's will, it's evil. The definition of good is to hear and do God's will, and even things that look good in our own sight, if it's not consulted and inspired by the Spirit of the Most High, it by definition is evil. God won't bless it. He won't sanction it. He gave me these technologies because he knew I'd do the right thing with them, and I'd only do them when he said and gave me permission to do so. So Hillary Clinton, he gave me a confirmation, I shared this with Jim over a month ago, is going to take Hillary Clinton out due to her health. Even if she stole the presidency with Diebold and the foolishness that's going on with the media and the so-called Fifth Republican security officers, Her medical deterioration, even in the first months of her presidency, would take her out of office, and she'd have a vice president who would try to take over and continue principles. Well, I got to tell you right now that this is going to be a very different election. We need to pray that Ivanka Trump gets a hold of her father's tongue. We need to pray that he stays on message. We need to pray that he doesn't have globalists surrounding him with many of the people he's talked to if they tend to, if they tend to massage his ego, he tends to think they're great, and even if they're globalists, such as Newt Gingrich or Mr. Christie, who are obviously globalists, and many others who try to pretend that they're not globalists, we have to understand these people are on the dark side, or they're collaborating with it. So it's interesting that the primary battle is not a battle for intellect or a battle for emotions. It's a battle for spirit. When we pray for the spirit of our enemies, when we pray for the oneness of mankind, when we pray for the will of the Most High God, guess what? God does it. He is the author of wisdom. He is the author of grace. Grace doesn't come to us from ourselves. And he's the author of faith. We do not have faith. No one has faith. Faith is something you have received from God that confirms that he's going to do it, whether it's healing your body politic, healing your nation that's in disarray, because we have two nations. We have a nation of people that says, what does it really matter? I mean, I've talked to people who are friends up the road in Hollywood, and they've told me obscene things that intelligent actors and actresses support Hillary, despite the fact they know she's lied, perhaps been involved even in killing people, but, quote, what does it matter? That's obscene. These are people that don't have dementia, like Biswanger's, you know, progressive vascular dementia. These are people that are healthy, but their souls are not healthy because they've gone to the dark side. They think it's perfectly fine. They are doers of evil to support a plan to put a person in office who will literally ultimately destroy America, force America and the world to take a digital mark called the Mark of the Beast, because it will only be an American president, if not this one, a future president. It's not going to be a Russian leader. It's not going to be a Chinese leader from Beijing. It's not going to be someone from Johannesburg or Israel. It's going to be a U.S. president. There is no nation on earth that can even remotely compete with America in digital control of economy, technology, space-based weaponry, any sphere of influence you can imagine. We are centuries ahead of anybody else. They're not even remotely close. So you have to understand that what I'm saying here is spirit truth. Not just intellectual truth, it's spirit truth. And with Hillary Clinton, we need to pray for her. We need to pray for those people who do evil, like George Soros. As we pray for these people, some on their last legs, you know, six heart transplants. I mean, I'm amazed that that can be done and you can still be alive. And I'm sure that they're tweaking around with some anti-aging technology, such as Mr. Henry Kissinger. Yes, we do. I'm still able to run up the stairs because I've learned to go to special clinics for us globalists. Guess what? You do not have the advanced anti-aging technology that I possess even at this level. And I'm collaborating with the top doctors in the world to literally break the bonds of aging and disease. When I present my lecture this December, it will be the start of the end of illness for mankind. It'll mean that we'll understand fully what biological systems and living things are. It'll understand the elegance that we are not evolved DNA, we are created de novo whole beings, and the only thing that we can do is devolve with increased genetic defects through mutations, through radiation, through drugs, and through misogyny, through basically consanguinity, where people have sex with relatives and double the genes that are defective that become now no longer recessive but dominant. So that's where we're at. And this election here is probably the most important election, but it's also just an election not just for people for a president in this country. It's an election for around the world, whether it's in Austria, in South Africa, or elsewhere in China. It's for people realizing we need to be strong, independent, and godly nations. We need to turn toward the wisdom of the Most High. We need to turn away from Islam, communism, socialism, and all the isms, and realize there's only one source of wisdom. We need to realize that we need strong, godly nations, and it says in the Bible, we'll have to come down to Jerusalem at the time of the Holy Feast days, in the time of the Kingdom of the Most High, because otherwise there won't be peace on earth. Because the technology will swallow us up, just like the transhumanists who had this conference this last weekend with Dr. Ron Klatz in San Diego. And he said, you know, they received this lecture well, but they really didn't understand it. Of course, we're laughing at the fact that these transhumanists think it's perfectly okay to just download a copy of themselves to a digital system in a supercomputer array and think it's somehow them. That's ridiculous. That's like taking your Facebook and putting up digital Facebook of all the comments you've made, the songs you've written, the relationship you've had, somehow you. It's not. Where's your soul? Your soul is in hyperdimensional space that is not only you're not only an I, but a we. And I can prove that to people. Scientifically, I can prove it. Just like I did a proxy test with with Tim Alexander 2.5 years ago. People need to understand that the principles that Jesus taught are absolutely correct. The principles that are in the Bible, if you dig deeper, are absolutely correct. And they're timeless. And that's why we need to have a repentance in America. We have a repentance of not only our arrogance, because America is powerful. It has a responsibility. It's the Ephraimic nations. Remember, there are two houses of Israel, Ephraim and Judah. Judah right now, the state of Israel, is in disarray. The leaders of Judah are Khazarian, satanic, pagan, Satanists. They're globalists. Mr. Netanyahu, Mr. Lieberman, these people are not good people. They're not ancient crazers like Jews. They're a misfit copy, as Jesus would say, the synagogue of Satan. But they can come back. See, God is a God where he can take the stones of the earth and actually turn them into his children. And he's going to take these stones, and he said already, I promise that one-third of Judah will repent at the time of the end, just like Psalm 2. He said, they shall weep and cry for the one that he pierced. Well, that's coming. That's coming. Because Barack Obama has already made statements, and so, in fact, has Mr. Erdogan, that he wants the peace treaty so they can set up a Palestinian state and bring peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. This midday, Mr. Putin lays the groundwork for that peace treaty, which means we're months, perhaps years, but months, perhaps, away from a peace treaty where ISIS is castrate, where Sunni and Shiite Islam come together, where Erdogan acts as the sultan of the Ottoman Empire, where you see the rise of the Imam Mahdi, the final Mahdi to bring peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. And when we see already the false prophet in the Vatican was now himself saying he'll be replaced by the final pope here shortly, within months. He said he won't be around in 2017, which means next year he says he's going to be replaced by the final one. This is what Pope Francis has already stated. This is crazy. And we have potentially the situation, whether it's Hillary Clinton or her replacement, Mr. Kane. It's interesting the name he has, you know, like the Citizen Kane movie that came out back in the 1920s or 30s. We have Citizen Kane here, who might be president because Hillary Clinton will be functionally incapable of operating as president. That's very probable if they steal the election. Now, the polls are suppressed for two reasons. One is the media and the corruption within the polling agencies. The second reason is the quick counterpunching tongue of Mr. Trump, who's his own worst enemy. He can take a situation like Mr. Khan, who's a Pakistani intelligence agent and part of the British intelligence agency and the globalists, and he could have pivoted on the situation and said, "Now, we appreciate the death of your son, but we realize that it doesn't justify the idea of an unfettered and unfiltered situation to bring in people from countries where a large part will be embedded in the population of refugees that'll be, quote, terrorists." But not only that, we are taking out in the Obama administration the names of many people, including the Muslim Brotherhood, who are potential terrorists, and we remove them and scrub them from the data stream and the metadata. We've done this on purpose. Obama's left us wide open for major terrorism. Then he'll guarantee either him or his proxy or Mr. Kane, if Hillary Clinton doesn't function, will then be, it wouldn't be funny, we have President Kane, like Citizen Kane. People say, that can't happen. I said, it certainly can. Because I can guarantee you they just want to maintain power, and Citizen Kane will do just the same bidding as Hillary. They just want to maintain her body long enough that they can get election to get someone in power that will do their bidding. People think that can't happen. Well, I can tell you, at the rate we're going with how corrupt the system is and how many Republicans have come up against Trump and how much Trump has actually stumbled himself, unless his daughter Ivanka can get him to keep on messages, stop counterpunching, to put himself where he upsets the independent voter, which is the one that's going to determine the selection, all will be lost. And we need to pray for Trump, that he learns to be less arrogant, he learns to listen to his daughter, because he's certainly not listening to Melania. And we need to make sure that we pray for our enemies, because God's going to take them out. He's going to take out Mr. Rothschild, who's had 6 heart transplants. He's going to have meet his maker within months, not years. You're going to see Hillary Clinton shuttled away either before or after the election to a senior home because she's not functioning. She's got rapidly deteriorating dementia. And her knucklehead doctors would dare not, no matter they're neurologists, neurosurgeons, whatever, I dare not, that they would contact Dr. Deagle and affiliates, all my clinics around the world and contacts, to regenerate her brain and restore her function. So when someone's upset with Dr. Deagle, you need to get a down on your face and pray before the Most High God and repent of cursing those that curse you. You need to pray for those that curse you, and you need to prepare yourself for battle. Now, that means don't submit your guns if they try to come for your guns, if Hillary does get in power. Do not let them get away with geopolitically being silent in the face of evil, like we call postnatal abortion, like the death panels that Obama put in, and Hillary will amplify even further. You need to make sure you fight against the idea of forced vaccines that are quote mandatory. But don't think Dr. Deagle's wrong. Those who touch his anointed, and I'm one of his anointed, you need to repent.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Cancellation of your inaction, your ignorance, and your arrogance. It's a cancellation today of cursing your enemies. It's cancellation day to thinking there aren't solutions. And as I say, I'm a called out one. I'm one of those ones to lead you into a proper relationship with the Most High, a prayerful relationship that every action you do during the day is an action that is involved with Shema. Here in doing the will of the Most High God, not my will, but the will of the Most High in prayer. And we're talking about solutions today. I want to call to those people that listen to the program and listen to all our solutions, whether it's for dementia like we did with Hillary Clinton, cardiac arrhythmias, cancer, etc., to support us. Purchase all your nutraceutical needs here. Do not go elsewhere. Purchase your consults here. Encourage your doctor. And the way to encourage them to get these stubborn people to learn the truth and learn how to advance whatever medicine. They can be a plastic surgeon, a dentist. They can be a pediatrician. If they contact me, I will give them new options, new ideas, and new ways to treat illness and disease in every sphere. And it's important to understand that we have solutions for energy, for health, for the environment, and I can provide those for you now. I can provide you a framework, if I don't have an immediate answer, to find the answers, like we talked about just briefly with energy technology with Arlie Schlanger. For 7.5 years, I've given specific details of tokamak fusion nuclear reactors using helium-3. Finally, in February of last year, we're talking about February of 2015, they came out with specific details of how Lockheed Martin could create a 28-by-32-foot fusion reactor. Of course, they've miniaturized that decades ago. But you have to understand that there's no area. For example, we have a product we're working on that will be released in a matter of months that has all major 26 human pathogens as an avian immunoglobulin. It's going to be vanilla flavored. We're working on trying to improve the flavoring and the mixing ability. Otherwise, we already have it. That can help you on a daily basis transfer to your immune cells the ability to fight infection without vaccines. Instead of vaccines, we need to move to new technology where we actually train your T lymphocytes. We can extract your T lymphocytes or have a non-allergenic form of T lymphocytes trained to attack all the major pathogens that could affect humans, from a herpes zoster infection to measles, mumps, rubella. Not a vaccine, but T lymphocytes that are trained and have the ability then to destroy pathogens so that you don't end up with a primary infection or have to have an anamnestic response after a useless vaccine that causes what we call immune confusion or causes autoimmune disease. So we need a whole movement in terms of how we approach illness. What is disease? And when I ask people and I ask doctors and specialists, they usually come up with a pat answer, and I ask more and more tough questions until finally I get them to think. Most people don't think. Unfortunately, and this is not to be arrogant, if people had an original thought, they would probably die of spontaneous human combustion. It's disturbing because they think it's a survival mechanism when it's actually a suicide mechanism. Thinking it's okay to vote for Hillary or Mr. Kane if Hillary becomes disabled. Thinking it's okay to just let Trump run on with his mouth without maintaining the fact that he is our representative, our employee, is evil. We need to constantly become the masters of our leaders, and we need to constantly realize that we cannot do good without consulting the Most High. And if we do that, we'll have a righteous civilization that will survive the singularity of life extension, artificial intelligence, and energy technology, and a galactic civilization that can spread across the galaxy in a godly way. We'll be back in a moment with hour number 3 with Jonathan Gray. You don't want to miss it, and you're welcome to call in any hour of the program. Just stay on topic. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Coming up tomorrow, Leah Lyons-Agami from Rome is regular hour. Tim Alexander, hour number 3. On Friday, Matthew Deagle, my son, Ann Morrison, Science Blog, Twiland, and Michelle, host with the Most, on Friday, hour 3, answering your wellness questions on the firing line.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.